In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord can tell us to do things because He has the authority to help us to do those things. We don't really have authority. So I can't really say to one of you, don't be anxious, because I have no facility, no capacity to make you not anxious. Now, I suppose I can give you advice. I can certainly pray for you. Perhaps there's some skill that a person needs to learn to not be anxious or not to be worried or not to be depressed or any other psychological, spiritual problem. But in the end, and in the beginning, and in the middle, only God helps. So our Lord has the authority to say, don't say, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or with what shall we clothe ourselves? Do not become anxious. He has the right to say that to us. He has the right to say that to us because He can back up these words by helping us. But the way that He helps us is not in an obvious way. Perhaps an obvious way to have help with anxiety is to take medicine or to do something that kind of makes us lose ourselves for a little while. Television or smoking or whatever it is. People have 100 remedies for anxiety that are not useful. They might relieve the anxiety for a little bit or even for a long time, but they're not godly remedies. The godly remedy is this. It is that we get to know Jesus Christ and we get to live like Him. And He talks about that a little bit in His advice here. This advice is the kind of advice, as I will repeat myself, that we don't have the right to give this advice in an absolute way to someone, because we ourselves suffer from the flesh and from the anxieties of the flesh, the anxieties of the day, the worries of the day, all the sins that we have in our hearts. So we don't have a right to, in an absolute way, tell somebody, don't worry, don't be anxious. We do have a right to tell them that the source of the healing for their anxiety is ultimately in Jesus Christ. But we had better back that up by the way we live. If we just talk to people about it, but we don't live that way ourselves, then we are hypocrites. And we're the worst kind of hypocrite. We're a hypocrite without knowing we're a hypocrite. So if you have anxiety, you pray about it. You dedicate yourself in some way to living in a way that will relieve that anxiety. So if you have anxiety about your children, well, St. Porphyrius says that we should talk to God more about our children than we talked to our children about God. Are we doing that? I think we can always improve. This is why I think it's fantastic for a person to have a prayer rope. In fact, not just fantastic, I think it's required. Unless, of course, I know a few people that they don't like prayer ropes. Prayer ropes kind of bother them, the tactile sensation, so they have to find another way. But those of us that a prayer rope is useful for counting, then you pray 100 prayers for your loved one or because of some situation in life, perhaps. I know people who are overwhelmed with sadness about abortion, for instance. Or they are constantly talking about all of the troubles of our age, the strange sexuality and the bizarre opinions people have and everything like that. Well, yeah, that's all out there. But if all we do is talk about it, then we are not doing what the Lord is commanding us here. And we're becoming anxious. We're saying, what shall we do about all of this? Instead, we should just be saying, these things are terrible. My children are at risk. My husband has a job that's tearing out his soul. Whatever it is, and we should pray about it. So what does our Lord go on to say after He tells us these words that only He has the authority to say? To not be anxious. He says, all the nations seek after these things, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you need these things. But be seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So there is the solution. You seek first the kingdom of God. This is something that you don't do just in terms of knowing it as a scripture, and that you can recite the scripture. It is something that is internal in your heart. So that means that your priority for each day should be to seek the kingdom of God. And you seek the kingdom of God through prayer and through the way you work, through your works. So you have a priority to seek the kingdom of God. That's the first thing you care about in the day. So you must have a regular prayer rule, especially about the things that trouble you. Or perhaps not things that trouble you, but things that concern you, things that are important to you. All of us should have a rule for a list of those we want to pray for. And it should be a pretty long list. Perhaps in the beginning, when a person's first baptized, maybe not so long, but it should get longer. And the thing about the prayer list, it should always increase but not decrease. Now, I'm not saying that if you want to pray for someone who's sick and then they've had a surgery and then they're done with the surgery, you might not pray for them especially anymore. Okay, I understand that. But in terms of people that are that the Lord puts on your heart, well, they should be there all the time. They should be there forever. So be careful about increasing your list, but when you do, don't decrease it, because you're seeking first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. So he goes on to say, don't be anxious for the morrow will be anxious about the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil of it. And he explains why you should not be anxious. Now, this is a learned skill. This is not something that one can just say and believe. It's something you have to experience multiple times, many times, thousands of times, in order to fully believe. So he asked the question. And by the way, remember that there are, every question in the scripture is meant to be answered, right? There's no rhetorical questions in the scripture. They sound like they're rhetorical, but you better answer them. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son should ask for bread, will he not give him a stone, will he? Or if he should ask for a fish, he will not give him a serpent, will he? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, the one in the heavens, give good things to those who ask him? Well, of course, answering those questions, we should say, well, of course I wouldn't give a stone to my son who wants to have bread. Of course not. That would be terrible. That would be cruel. It would be evil. Well, our Lord, much more so, wants to give us bread. He wants to give us the bread of life. And He wants to give us of Himself. Now, these things that He gives us, they're invisible. If a hungry man needs something and you give him bread, he has something tangible to eat. And certainly, you should give a hungry man bread. But you should also pray for that hungry man and perhaps assist that hungry man in other ways other than giving him bread. That's what the Lord is doing for us. He's assisting us in many ways that are often invisible to us. This scripture is wonderful, but it's not understood, because the Lord is giving us commands here. He's commanding us not to be anxious. Well, what's the problem then if you're anxious? Well, you're not following the command. That's a sin. People are afraid of sin a little bit. Somehow saying that there's a sin is saying you're judging a person. No, it's a sin. A sin is anything that's short of God. Anything that falls short of being who God is. Well, what are we to do with this sin? We have to bring it before God. We're to admit to God that we're anxious. We're to admit to God that we are weak, and then God helps us. It's a learned thing. It's a habitual thing. It's something that's done over years after years, and then we begin to really believe God will help us no matter what. Now, we're celebrating the Saints of the Boxer Rebellion, one of the favorite feast days of Michael Dom. He was here yesterday, and he really loves those saints. And the reading for it is the same one we read for St. Pantaleon, so I read this reading every single week. And he tells his disciples, it's interesting, this reading, because it's St. John, of course. St. John is always deeply spiritual and mystagogical. So he's not just having commands here or teaching here. There's a depth to it. And it really much, very much relates to what I'm trying to tell you about fulfilling the Lord's command to not be anxious. So he says, these things I command you, that you be loving one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but you are not of the world, because I chose you for myself out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Keep on remembering the word which I said to you, a slave is not greater than his Lord. And then he goes on to say, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you, and that's why you will be persecuted. But the teaching in the beginning here is we should love one another because God loves us. We are chosen by Him out of the world. We're not of the world. So no matter what happens to us, we're not of the world. We have a higher calling than the things of the world. In my experience, when a person believes in something, or especially also, not only when they believe in something, but they are believed in, then they can do anything because they have confidence. So the Lord says, I have chosen you. So there will still be worries. There's all kinds of worries. I have this strange little worry that I have to pray about. You know, my grandchildren are going to go to Florida. Well, there's a lot of water in Florida, and I worry about them. They're just little bitty things. I worry about the sun. Maybe it'll burn them too much. I mean, Noah's is so fair. You have to be so careful how much sun he gets. And these are unnatural worries. These are irrational worries. So what could I do? I pray for my children and my grandchildren every day. And I believe that my grandchildren and my children and I and everyone I love, we're called out of the world. So whatever worries I have because I'm of the human flesh and still participate, unfortunately, in passions and sins, those worries are things that I should put aside and remember that I am called out of the world. Like I said, this is not something that happens instantaneously. I think, for the most part, we sinful ones have to fight with it till the end of our life. But this is the technique to not be anxious. Now, of course, I put this out in the internet, and invariably someone's going to say, I was born with depression, the doctor says I have to have this and I have to have that. And that may be true. I'm not saying it isn't true. But it is always true that we must seek the kingdom of God, and the things that trouble us, they will decrease. That's always true. And it's a sad thing if we don't seek the kingdom of God, if we seek a secular solution and it works. That's really bad. Because if the secular solution works, then we don't seek God. But it works in a false way. It kind of covers it over. I remember, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but it just seems related. I was a very fortunate young boy. My mother, she could read me like a book. She always told me my eyes gave everything away. Therefore, if I tried to lie, I was discovered immediately. I was a terrible liar. And thank God I was a terrible liar. Because what a terrible thing it would be to be a good liar. And I know people who are good liars. And they lie so much that they don't even know what the truth is anymore. Well, I knew what the truth was because I knew if I didn't tell the truth, my eyes gave me away, and I couldn't close my eyes because that was a giveaway too. So I couldn't lie to my mother. I just couldn't do it. It wasn't possible. God bless her for that ability. She knew me so well. So I was a terrible liar. So God knows us. God knows our needs. God knows our faults. God knows everything. There's going to be terrible things tomorrow. There's no doubt about that. But there's also going to be glorious and beautiful things tomorrow, because God is going to be filling our heart. So this is how we fight anxiety and depression and worries about this and worries about that, all that stuff. We have to seek the kingdom of God. And it is a learned skill that must continually be relearned. And I would say that the greatest tool that you have is prayer. I don't mean the prayers out of the prayer book. Those are good to say. Those should be a supplement. Those should always be present. The prayer that I'm talking about is the prayer of the heart, as best as you can accomplish it, with sort of an aching in your soul. If your soul aches when you pray, then it won't ache when you go about your daily business. God bless you and help you in all things.